All right, should I bring us in?
Yes, sir.
All right, I got a good one for today. I was listening to it on the way in. You ready?
Yes.
This is gonna kick it back to the late 90s. I like the way you work it, no diggity. I got the brutal dudes. I like the way you work it, no diggity. I got the brutal dudes.
I have to see your playlists.
This is Petey Pidge.
I am Mike.
J-Mac.
Brutal Dudes.
And with us, we have a special guest. Please introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Kevin. I perform in the diet punk band Guardrail.
I'm glad we jumped right into that, because that's what I was going to ask you. What your act? I think I kind of have an idea of what it is, but I was wondering like what your definition of diet punk would be.
Yeah, it just like, so that kind of just became our branding, essentially. It was just like, it came from just a joke that someone made, and we were just like, you know, that's kind of got a nice ring to it. It should just be what our genre is, because we're like, we kind of listen to pretty much everything under like the punk rock umbrella, you know. And we're not like a pop punk band, but we're not like a punk band, like somewhere in between. I don't know, like so it's our way of not having to say we're a pop punk band.
So how I put it when I was describing it to somebody I was talking to earlier today about who we're having on, I said it as like, I don't know that it's a better way to put it, but it definitely helps describe it. So it's like you guys are like a punk appetizer sampler.
Oh,
so it's like there's a little bit of everything. Like I heard ska, I heard horns, I heard scream punk, I heard speed punk, I heard pop punk, I heard like everything. And I was like, it's like a sampler. It's like a punk mixtape.
I love that. I always get the appetizer sampler when I'm out, dude. So that's perfect.
Really, what like that? Because that's, I was like, this is very much what it is. Because like you'll be listening to a song. I don't remember. I think it was Social Meteor was the song that I was listening to, and it was like, it was very much like a certain way of punk. But then there's like, it was just the break, and I was like, oh, dude, that's very like that's heavy. That's good shit. And then that happened a couple songs. I was like, oh, there's horns. Check that out. I can't. That's perfect. That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. One of our new songs, our bassist Alyssa plays trumpet on it. So, kind of experimented with that a little bit. So that was fun.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah. I love that appetizer sampler thing. I'm going to use that.
All right. So with your album being out, first off, you know, I'm a big physical media guy. So is there physical hard copies available for people? And of course, I assume it's available on all the streaming platforms.
Yeah. So it's on all the streaming platforms. We have vinyl for sale at our label site, which is OYE Rex. That's Open Your Ears Records, .com. And there's two variants of it. And we actually just got a shipment of them in at my house to sell at our shows. So we'll have them at our shows as well.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, are you a physical media guy?
Yeah, I have a lot of CDs. I probably got like 400 CDs just myself. And then like my fiance's got probably the same amount too. So we're, I finally started collecting vinyl a little bit here too. Just like, you know, the albums that like are more important, and I kind of want to have the big vinyl with the artwork and all that. So, but yeah, I love, you know, having Spotify is so, convenient, but it's not as like, you know, near and dear to your heart a little bit. You can't hold it. You can't see it. So yeah, that's where my head's at with that.
That makes sense. I understand the convenience of Spotify and just having access to so much content. I just wish I had more space that I could physically collect everything on vinyl. And yeah. I'm just asking this mainly for myself. Is there going to be a cassette edition?
Not at this time, but I mean, anything's possible, you know? We'll see.
You could do bootlegs of the live stuff, like tapes of the live stuff.
Yeah, really.
I'll record it and then just make copies.
I'll just burn the songs to a CD, because we didn't even get CDs printed for this, because it's just like kind of a waste. We got CDs printed for our last record, And we sold way more vinyl than we did CDs. We still have like a whole box full of them. So we're just like, let's just not even bother. It's not even really kind of worth it. So I'll burn a CD and then get out my old boombox, put the CD in the boombox, tape it to a cassette tape.
Yeah.
And that's the bootleg. There we go.
I like it. Homemade mixtape.
You could do like homemade artwork. Like you guys could draw each individual artwork for the cassette and it'd be like a limited edition.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's definitely a cumbersome process. But I mean, speaking of merchandise and stuff, you know, mentioned you got some shows coming up. What kind of merch do you guys have available in addition to the vinyl?
Well, we have a bunch of t-shirts. We actually, we had some that were available through the website, kind of with the pre-orders for the vinyl. We had little bundles where it was like a t-shirt and a vinyl for, you know, a deal. But we're going to have those for sale at our show as well. We got some other shirts. I just got an order of shirts printed that just say I went to a guardrail show and had a pretty good time. So that'll be sold at our shows. I'm picking those up tomorrow.
That's the other thing that I really liked when I was listening to you guys. Your vibe is so like, not old man, but like middle-aged man that it got me like, I'm sorry that I don't remember the name of the song, but it literally talks about like not being able to handle drinking heavily at night anymore.
Oh yeah. That's,
and I was like, that's such a good, like, that's such a good sentiment. Like, I was like, I really feel this, like, cause I don't drink, but it's tough to stay up past like 11 anymore. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Damn dude. Like this hit me right in the feels.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're all in our early 30s. So like the thing I keep saying is I'm like, I'm not going to write songs like, oh my God, girls are so confusing. Oh my God. Like, or just weird shit like that. Like that's not the problems that we have as 30 somethings. So I kind of write about the stuff that we and our peers are kind of dealing with. And yeah, not being able to drink as hard is rough. You get those 2-day hangovers now. Oof.
It's truth. It's true. It felt it felt very honest. And I was like, this is like, if more bands were honest like this and like weren't like, oh my God, my girl sucks and I'm so upset. It's like, you guys are just like, nah, dude, like, you know, I can't eat eggs anymore because my stomach can't handle it. It's like, I totally feel that and shit. Like that's real shit. Like, wow. I was like, damn, this is, I can get down with this.
So as you guys get older, then you'll go from appetizer sampler to like early bird special.
Oh, hell yeah. I love that, dude. Yeah. Get a dinner in before Wheel of Fortune comes on.
So you guys are based in Chicago then? Yeah.
Yes, correct.
What part of Chicago?
We're kind of from a little bit all over. I currently live in the Portage Park neighborhood, as does our guitarist Zach. He lives like a 10-minute walk from my house. Everyone else kind of lives around like the Logan Square, Avondale, kind of just like the north side.
Okay.
Of the city. So we all kind of grew up here, born and raised, whether it was out in the city or in the suburbs or kind of a combination of both. So we're all from Chicago, born and raised. So
I think I know the answer to this, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. Sox or Cubs?
I hate baseball, but I was raised a Cubs fan. So
Cubs. I was gonna say Cubs.
I always go Cubs.
Jimmy's still getting over the I hate baseball comment.
Baseball's a passion, but I get it. Like, it's not for everybody.
I'm not a sportsman. I'll go get fucked up at a Cubs game. That's a lot of fun. But, man, I've never really got super into sports. I watch hockey sometimes, but I don't know. I think it was just all the failed attempts to play sports as a kid just, like, discouraged me from even being interested in him at all. So... Here I am.
Are you like a homer? Like stuff like from Chicago, you like extra support, or is it just not just like sports? Like I know Charlie Tuna is from Chicago, but he's from South.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm aware of Charlie Tuna.
And
as far as that goes.
And I know CM Punk, I believe, is from Chicago too.
Oh yeah. I see CM Punk around town sometimes.
Really?
One of my friends was she just posted on her Facebook like the other day. She was like posing for a picture that her boyfriend was taking, and all of a sudden he like stops and turns and takes a picture of a guy riding by in a scooter. And she's like, the fuck? He's like, that was CM Punk.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like, we used to, when I went to Chicago, my favorite thing to do was go to Murphy's Bleachers.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like cool. It's cool even if you're not a sports fan, but it's just cool to be there. There's a picture of me giving the finger to my friend in a Cubs uniform because I have my Philly stuff on because we're from Philly. And there's a picture of us both giving a finger to each other, like underneath the sign that says Murphy's Bleachers. The bartender was like, dude, that's fucking rad, man. So he just like he hooked us up the rest of the day. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I like Chicago vibe. It's very much a fun city. I enjoyed it. Do you like being there or you don't like it?
Oh, yeah. I've been here my whole life and I don't have any plans of not living here. I might move away for a little bit, but I think I'll always, even if I did move away, it wouldn't be permanent.
Still be it.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about Philadelphia.
Yeah. I mean, I really like the vibe of the city. I grew up here and even just like we've played shows and, you know, we've only really toured with this band in like the kind of Midwest area. I think the furthest out of Chicago we've gotten was like Nashville. Shows outside of Chicago just like aren't as good. I don't know, man.
I've heard that before. Like I heard like even bands that aren't from Chicago, like the shows that they do are like they're like a better time in Chicago. What was the festival? There was a festival that was like Toronto, Chicago, and like California.
Oh, Riot Fest.
Riot Fest, yeah. And it's like mm-hmm. It's like big time, but they said the Chicago one is usually like off the wall. Like there's lots of like tons and tons of bands want to play at that specific that show.
That's the Chicago Riot Fest is like the home base one. The other ones were kind of like extensions of that, but it's always been here in Chicago. It's still in Chicago. My fiance actually works for them, so yeah.
You guys play it?
We have not played it yet. We're just waiting for that big break, man.
Well, obviously, now that you're on Brutal Dudes,
it'll boost your show through the roof.
I'll hold you to that. If we don't play it next year, I'm blaming you guys.
That's fair. I feel like that's
you
fair.
You come to Philly and we'll set you up with a Philly show. It'll be an actual riot, though. Like, I can't guarantee that it'll be a concert. It'll probably be like people getting mugged and stuff because that's what happens in Philly.
I mean, that's any Philly
show. That stuff happens in Philly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm from Chicago. That shit happens here. I remember one time I was in this metalcore band. We were playing a show out in Ohio somewhere. I think it was like Cleveland. And we were in kind of like a sketchy part of town. And our guitarist and I were going to go find some coffee somewhere. And some kind of sketchy dude came up to us trying to sell some shit to us. And we're just like, no. And he saw our tour passes and was just like, hey, are you guys a touring band? Where are you guys from? We're like, Chicago. And he goes, oh, fuck. And like ran away. I was like, that dude is afraid of me? You little me, unbelievable.
Because we get so that we get the opposite. Like when I go to places and I say I'm from Philly, people instantly want to fight you because it's almost it's like a badge of honor to beat somebody from Philly. Like I always get challenged if I go to like away baseball games. Like somebody always tries to like out heckle me, and it's like I'm not tooting my own horn, but it's not easy to out heckle because like that's like what our sports culture is like based on. So it's like we're pretty good at it. When you get it like face to face, it's just, you know, it's rough, but like somebody always tries to test you and then you have to shut them down. And then they're like, this dude's really from Philly. And I'm like, I wasn't fucking lying to you, bro. Can I just watch the rest of the game?
Exactly.
I have to like earn my ticket.
Right.
So you mentioned, you know, doing a little bit of Midwest touring with this album out. Are you guys looking to expand on that at all?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, touring. So, the market's so oversaturated right now. So at this point, we got some shows this weekend. We have our hometown like record release show tomorrow night here in Chicago, and then we're playing up in Grand Rapids, Michigan on Saturday, and then Toledo, Ohio on Sunday. And then after that, we're just playing some kind of local shows around Chicago, probably until the fall. And then in the fall, we're looking to kind of head out your way. So our label's actually based in Richmond, Virginia. So we're trying to make it out there because the label kind of has a following out there. So I kind of want to hit, be like, hey, here's us too. See what happens.
Do you mini golf?
Mini golf?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
All right. Okay. So cool. I'm going to tell you, when you go to Richmond, I think it's like right outside of Richmond, or it's in downtown Richmond. There's a mini golf place. It's an old hotel that they converted to an indoor mini golf place, but they didn't change anything. So like they cut one part of like the tub off and made that one of the holes in like a bathroom, like an old school bathroom.
That's wild.
Yeah. I went down. So it's actually the first time I caught COVID. So we went for me and Pete, the other co-host.
That's going to become like as time goes on, that's going to become how people tell stories. Like, oh, that time I got COVID or the.
we go down every year. We do like a little bro trip for like a weekend. And I wanted to go to Richmond because they have the Richmond Flying Squirrels as their minor league team. And the logo is a flying squirrel that's dressed up like Batman. And I was like, that's fucking kind of cool. So I was like, let's go there. So I was looking up other stuff to do. And that was one of the things. And I was looking at that, where the holes are. And it's like, it doesn't sound like that much at first, but when you look at it and it's like, they didn't change the layout of the hotel at all. It's still intact. There's just golf holes around, like in the rooms and the buildings and stuff. And I'm like, that's fucking awesome. So
that's wild.
Yeah. So I was like, but we didn't end up getting to go because the days we were down there, they were closed or they were open weird times. One of them was during the baseball game, so we didn't get to do it. But whenever anybody, whenever I think of that, I always tell people, I'm like, go do that and tell me if it's any good.
Yeah, shit. I'm glad you brought that up. We'll definitely check that out if we make it out there.
Yeah, and come to Philly if you're booking tours, dude. Come up this way.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely want to hit Philly and Pittsburgh and shit. So I'm sure we'll make it out there.
Jersey's good if you like diners, but I mean, other than that, there's really nothing in Jersey that's worth anything.
Yeah.
Take that, Jersey listeners.
Take that, you Jersey assholes. So mini golf. I like mini golf too. I have a putter. I have a custom putter that's like Happy Gilmore. My cousins got me for Christmas. It's like a hockey stick.
Oh, that's sick.
It's like for mini golf. It's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I was like, it was like the best gift ever. They like, it was, again, it was during COVID that we were, they were giving us presents. We were like exchanging presents, like, from each other's cars. We were like leaning them up against the cars and then like getting back into our car, and then they would get out and get the gift, and then they would put our, you know, like exchange. And I was like, what the fuck is this? This is stick. And they're like, just open it up. And I was like, you know, because we were like doing like the speakerphone, and it was and I opened it, I'm like, is this the fucking Happy Gilmore mini golf stick? This is great. I was so excited. I was like a fucking child. I still am. I throw it in my trunk like I'm an actual golfer. I'm like, hold on, let me get my clubs, and I just throw it in there and then go mess with a bunch of kids playing mini golf.
I mean, I can't say I wouldn't do the same if I had that too. So I don't blame you.
Now, you mentioned, you know, doing these shows, and we already talked about bootlegging. Are you guys thinking about doing any sort of like live recordings while you're out?
We actually recorded one earlier this year that's not out yet with some guys out in Indiana. Back in February. We do this show every February called Snooze Fest here. It's our annual punk rock pajama party. So all the bands wear pajamas and shit. And around that weekend, we put out our first single from the record Down at the Bottom. And we did some shows just kind of in the Midwest here. While we were in Indiana, we crashed at this guy's house who has a little like in-home kind of studio thing. So we filmed and recorded 4 songs, I think. So that should probably be out pretty soon. I was talking with the guy recently. He was like, when do you want this out? I'm like, well, as soon as the album's out, you can put those out because then the songs will be out there. So so keep an eye out for that. And I mean, we're always open to do stuff like that. So if we find something, like, yeah, we're not going to say no.
How are you guys? Nice. Do you guys do video games at all? Are you gamers?
I'm not really.
Breath of the Wild, yes.
Some of the other members are a little bit, yeah. I don't know. I just suck at video games. So I pretty much will play, like, I have an Xbox that I'll just like have an edible and put on a record and just like drive around in Grand Theft Auto and just have a good time. That's basically how I game.
I used to do the same thing in WWF. I would just start a match and just beat people up, just playing around for fun. But just the reason I ask is because we know of a record label. It's called Respawn Records. They do they do they hire bands to do the music from video games, and they release albums for it. So like, I don't know, do you know the Holophonics?
That rings a bell.
They're from California. They did like Banjo and Kazooie. They did it. It's called Banjo and Skazooie. They did ska versions of all the themes from the songs. I don't know if you guys want to look them up and see if that guy's looking for stuff, but that could be something else to check out too.
Yeah, that sounds like a blast. I mean, I'd be definitely down for that shit. I mean, I grew up like playing PlayStation and stuff, you know, Crash Bandicoot and Spyro the Dragon and stuff like that. So
Frogger was my jam. That first one for PlayStation.
Oh, Frogger. I remember my sister, when she was like 3 years old, she figured out how to play Frogger and would like kick my dad's ass at it. My dad's like, how the hell is this 3 year old beating me at Frogger right now?
That's like a coming of age ritual when you can beat your parents and something.
The master has to beat me. My dad used to whoop my ass in Mutant League football and Madden, but then we would play wrestling and I would just dominate him.
See, I've been playing my cards close to my vest now that my dad's 65. I'm going to fucking play him in actual sports downs.
You're a challenger to wait, one-on-one.
Yeah, my dad was the football athlete. My dad was the athlete in my family. He'd probably still kick my ass for sure, even though he's also in a thick piece.
Yeah, my dad was like super intense into sports. So there was no...
Played minor league hockey?
Yeah, he was a minor league hockey player.
Oh, word. That's cool.
So now he's decrepit. You could definitely take him.
Yeah.
My dad was cheap in a softball shots. League. My dad was in a softball league until he was like in his early 50s, and he just kept hurting himself. And my mom's just like, you got to stop this, dude. What are you doing? He's like, yeah, I think you're right.
Was he into music at all, or was he?
My dad was into like stuff growing up. Like he went to a lot of shows growing up. Where he saw all these bands are, you know, gigantic legends now, but he saw them in bars. Like he saw Scorpions on their first US tour ever, and they played at some like dive bar out in the suburbs here. And he saw like Metallica in a bar, he saw the Ramones in a bar. He would just like go to these little bar shows for these bands that like hadn't quite broken through yet. So he saw all these bands back in the day. So I mean he's not a musician by any means, but he always has those stories, so it's pretty cool. My mom was the more musically inclined one, but she was into like musicals and stuff. So like she plays piano, she was in the marching band and played the flute, and she was all about, you know, the Andrew Lloyd Webber shit and everything. So I grew up like hearing those all the time. But yeah, I mean I kind of just discovered music through friends at school and stuff.
Well, we know you don't have too much time. Was there anything else that you wanted to mention for everybody?
Nah, man, just go listen to the record. It's everywhere. We put a lot of hard work into these 12 songs, and we're super proud with how it turned out. And keep an eye out for us in your city in like the fall, winter. Follow us on the socials at Guardrail Sucks on everything. And
you're officially a brutal dude now. So like when it's closer to when you're coming to Philly, feel free to come back on, man, promote the show.
Cool. I've never been described as brutal before. So
there you go. Welcome to the club.
I've been described as cutel.
That's good.
But close enough.
Yeah, and now you're officially brutal. So I mean, that's good shit. This is it.